السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله. شيخ باسل تفضل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وعن كعب بن عجرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: احضروا المنبر فحضرنا، فلما ارتقى درجة قال آمين، فلما ارتقى درجة الثانية قال آمين، فلما ارتقى درجة الثالثة قال آمين، فلما نزل قلنا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لقد سمعنا منك اليوم شيئا ما كنا نسمعه. قال: إن جبريل عرض لي فقال: بعد من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له. قلت: آمين. فلما رقيت الثانية قال: بعد من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك. قلت: آمين. فلما رقيت الثالثة قال: بعد من أدرك أبويه الكبر عنده أو إحداهما أو أحدهما فلم يدخلاه الجنة. قال: آمين. قلت: آمين. رواه الحكيم. Respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, we are already entered into the second phase of this holy month of Ramadan. As in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this holy month of Ramadan into three sections: awwaluha rahmatun wa awsatuha maghfiratun wa akhiruha itqu minan nar, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first 10 days of holy month of Ramadan were the days of rahma and mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which already passed. We have lost that. Now today is the 11th of Ramadan. We are in the second phase, the days of maghfira. Maghfira, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim all the time. But especially in this holy month of Ramadan, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessing descend like in the form of showers. You know, 24/7, every moment of Ramadan, it is so valuable, so precious, priceless, if we can only understand the value of this holy month of Ramadan. And we are sinful from top to bottom. And that's why in this hadith with Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ajra radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, come close to the minbar. So all the Sahaba came close to the minbar, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started climbing on top of the minbar, on the first pulpit, on the first step of the pulpit, he said Ameen. On the second he said Ameen. On the third he said Ameen. When he descended after the khutbah and sermon, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala saw something different. So immediately they questioned, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we found something strange today you never did before. Why you were saying louder, Ameen, 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 three times? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the explanation that the moment I came near by minbar, Jibreel sallam appeared in front of me. And he cursed. He said, woe to that person who found the holy month of Ramadan. He is alive in the holy month of Ramadan, you know, healthy, sound, and yet he is not forgiven. What a pity. And on top, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. There is no other way that a person can achieve maghfirat in such a great moment, in the blissful moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just forgiving, looking for chance, looking for excuses to forgive. And yet he's spending his time unmindfully, neglectfully, not paying any attention towards it. He's not worried about his akhirah. Where else, in which day, in which month, he will have this kind of opportunity that Allah can forgive him other than the holy month of Ramadan? And look at the curse of Jibreel salam in Ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah save all of us. And on the second step of the pulpit, he said, woe to that person upon in front of whom your name has been mentioned and he did not send salutation in Durud Sharif upon you. Upon that also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has so much favor upon us, my brothers. And if you can just keep on reciting Durood Sharif all the time, is not sufficient. And this is the only act Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, does himself and all the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وبارك وسلم. So, such a great amal, such a great act Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself is doing. All his malaika and angels are doing. And then they are asking us to, we can get benefit in such a noble act of sending Durood Sharif and salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my brothers, by sending salutation in Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are benefiting. Whatever lofty position and high status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, he doesn't need our Durood Sharif. He doesn't require our Durood Sharif. But he wants us to get benefit out of it. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when a person sending one salutation, one Durood Sharif upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns 10 mercy there and there upon. By sending one Durood Sharif, we are benefiting by 10 rahmah and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great achievement. So we should try to spend most of the time reciting Durood Sharif, especially Yawmul Jumu'ah is a special day for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's mentioned in one of the hadith that on Yawmul Jumu'ah, you must send your salutation. The angels are bringing to me and I can see with the name of the father and that person. So our names are been mentioned on the Mubarak grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just by sending Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So keep on sending Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third thing is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a vow to that Jibril salam, curse upon the person whose parents are reached to the old age, one or both, and yet he is not serving them, not making them happy and pleased, and by making them happy and pleased and serving them, is not forgiven, is not get entry into the paradise. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the paradise is lying under the feet of your mothers. You're looking for the Jannah, making all the efforts, standing awake at night, performing tahajjud, sacrificing all these things. Why? To get entry into the paradise. Here is the shortcut. Your mom is there. Just serve her. Make her please. And through her dua and service, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let you go into Jannah immediately, same time. So, brothers, these are the holy days and nights. And we only get 20 or 19 days left now. Let us take maximum benefit out of it and ask forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, I am begging pardon, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, in one of these 70 times, or other of these 100 times. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar, all the sins were forgiven, yet he used to make istighfar every single day 100 times. Who we are, my brothers? We are full of sins. So we should make istighfar every single day as many times as possible for us. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.